Number 90 from February 2015, Recycling Our Lives. You may be at the stage of winter by now in which you are sorting through some of the strange gifts you got for Christmas and are wondering what you can do with them. There's only so much closet space you can use for this stuff, and the sides of your garage may be encroaching on the space you usually reserve for your car. While I usually don't recommend the practice of re-gifting presents, you may be considering this now. My wife's family usually has a white elephant gift exchange at Christmas, and the neat part is that you can trade your gift for any other gift that has been opened before you. It is always interesting to see who puts great value on something that you could care less about. This is a type of gift recycling, and I like the idea. I resonate to the idea of recycling in general. I am a minimalist by nature, and I don't like to see things wasted. As a side note, it's hard to lose weight when you were taught never to waste food as a kid, by the way. But I don't like to see other things go to waste either. Our congregation has a metal recycling program now headed by our president, Bill Feldheiser, and some are doing very well at this, and others have ways to go. Remember Bill's motto, if it clinks, it's worth money. This is not only a way to make money for our congregation, but it is good stewardship of our resources, just in case future generations would like to have some resources too. All of this recycling got me thinking about another thing that we definitely should be recycling, and that is our life. Military chaplain Norris Burks said in his book Small Miracles that our individual lives are a gift from God, and they are best enjoyed in recycling them to others in ways that show our own vulnerabilities. I like the notion of thinking that our lives can be recycled to others and do great good by this. I see this happening in the fellowships of Alcoholics Anonymous, Narcotics Anonymous, and Al-Anon. Addicted persons recycle their lives by sharing their experience, strength, and hope to other addicts. That way, the new person doesn't have to reinvent the wheel to gain sobriety, but can benefit from the mistakes of others. They give others strength through their vulnerability. There are many other gifts that we have that can be recycled: our faith, our hopes, our values, our moral standards, our own experiences, and our joy. There is a lot more value to us than we might think. Let's all recycle our stuff and our lives.